Brothers and sisters, today we are required to make choices and to see what choices we do make in our daily life. According to the first reading and the gospel, we are required to make choices. Following Jesus is one of the best choices that we could make. But as we heard it is very hard, very difficult. Because following Jesus requires us to make ours his thoughts, to make ours his attitudes, to make ours his values, to make ours his way of seeing things, and above all, to imitate his life-giving and loves of service. This is far from easy to understand. It is very hard, it is too demanding and very challenging. We always do not follow Jesus perfectly, but we keep trying. In fact, this is why we are here. We keep trying with our infidelities. We keep trying. We have this thirst to follow Jesus. Jesus himself told us that the Spirit, his Spirit gives life, his Spirit gives joy, and his Spirit gives peace. The first reading we had how we have to make a choice. We are free to choose, but as human beings, as faithfuls, we have to always remember that we are responsible of the consequences of the choices that we make. We are free to choose, but we have to take that responsibility of the consequences of our choices. Today we are required to choose. Unfortunately, we don't have many choices, but we had that we have only two. Whether we choose to serve the Lord, if we want to have the eternal life, if we want to have joy, if we want to experience peace, we have to choose to serve the Lord. Or if we don't want to, we have to choose to serve the idols. When Joshua told the elders of Israel this, he had seen them committing the idolatry. Yet they would remember that the Lord is the one who delivered them from the land of Egypt. When they arrived in another country, they started serving the other gods. They started committing the idolatry. So he wanted them to avoid duplicity. He wanted to be either right or left. They had to choose. But for him, his choice was very clear. Because as he put forth the choices that they had to make, immediately for him it was easy because he said, whatever you're gonna choose, I and my household, we will serve the Lord because we know who the Lord is. Brothers and sisters, this is how we are required to make choice. Whom we gonna serve? Do we need to experience joy? Do we need to experience peace? Do we need to experience happiness in order to get the eternal life? Just serve the Lord. Otherwise, according to what Joshua said, if we take another way beside that of serving the Lord, we will experience sadness, we will experience bad things. It's up to us to make choice. It's up to us to make choice. This gospel that we heard today is the rest of the Gospels, which were talking about the bread of life, which were talking about the bread that Jesus himself will give. We had reflected on how we should entertain the relationship with the bread of Jesus that we always have, or most of the time we have, the Eucharist. We had how this bread, the Eucharist that we receive, it differs from other breads that we eat. Because I told you, if you receive the Eucharist without saying amen, I accept it to be the body of Christ, if you don't say amen, there is no difference between this Eucharist and with other breads that you have been eating. That's why we always have to say amen before receiving the Eucharist, which means I welcome you, I believe to be the body, to be your body, I wish to be transformed into your body, and I wish to transform my life because you find a dwelling place inside my body. If you don't say amen, there is no difference with other breads that you have been eating. But today, we had a special conversation. Following Jesus is very difficult because, as I told you earlier, it requires us to make ours his own being, entire being. His thoughts, his words, his action, brief to imitate him, to totally imitate Jesus. It is very difficult. Nowadays, in our world, we have so many reasons to turn away from Jesus, including negative witnessing by followers of Jesus, which means scandalizing behavior from other faithful, whether clergy or lay people. Seeing those bad examples always discourages. Look at around us. How many people who had abandoned the Catholic faith, who no longer believe? Sometimes we have contributed to that unbelieving of our mate because they see us attending Mass, they see us receiving the Eucharist, they see us hearing the Word of God, but our life never changes. We are the ones who brings conflict at work, in school, wherever we are, there arise conflict and sometimes destructive conflict. And then when it comes time for Mass, we immediately run into Mass. And when we come back, there is no transformation. Those we contributed to their situation of abandoning the Catholic faith. Even at home, maybe our children do no longer like to attend the church because we do not give the good examples. We have arguments at home. We have bad things. We practice bad things at home. How could those children attend the church? We had contributed to their unbelieving. The other reason which may attack all of us is the powerful attraction of seductive words which are not compatible with the faith vision, with the Christian values, etc. Everyone knows how nowadays the computers, the cell phones, the other things, the entertainments have consumed totally our time, so that we can't find the time for praying, for adoring, for being in a relationship with Jesus. That's why we always say, following Jesus Christ it is very difficult. But Jesus knows himself that is very difficult. After he was with the crowd, he was preaching all the crowd, but for the crowds it was very difficult to understand his words. That's why they said, it is too hard, let us leave. This is how Christians live. Because whenever we hear the word of God, whenever we receive his body, he always asks us to go out. The mass is ended, go in peace. What are we going to do? We're gonna practice, we're gonna put into practice what we have had and what we received. For those who could not stand, they said, this is too hard to practice, let's leave. This is how we, many of us have abandoned their faith. But when he turned to his disciples, you too, do you want to leave? We had an amazing answer from Simon Peter, who said, oh Jesus, oh Lord, to whom shall we go? For us, we are convinced that you are the Son of God. For us, we are convinced that you are the Savior. For us, we are convinced that you are the healer. For us, we are convinced that your words are truth and give life. To whom shall we go? Because you have everything we need. Does Jesus have everything we need? Truly. Does Jesus have everything we need? Because after receiving the Eucharist, he said, go and reconcile yourself with your, go and make your everything, forgive to all you have destroyed, ask for forgiveness, apologize yourself. That's what he tells us. But once we go out, we always say, no, it's hard to practice what we have seen. And as we had, many of his disciples had gone back into their former ways of living. You remember how St. Paul recently told us, brothers and sisters, you do not be like Gentiles. Don't do as Gentiles do. Because you were sealed with the Holy Spirit on the day of your baptism, try to become the good imitators of Jesus Christ wherever you are. The choice is ours. We are the ones to make choice. We are the ones to make better choice. And we have to always remember that we are the responsible of the consequence of the choices that we make always. This second reading, I can't tell you, it's like a sharing, because when I was in my country, we read this second reading. And after Mass, I saw a man who came to our rectory and saying, oh, Father, now I'm very happy. Since I have born, maybe this is my first time listening to the word of God. And I was curious. Why do you tell me this? And the man said, you know, nowadays I and with my wife, we had some issues, and I heard that women have to be subordinated to their husband. And he left there. He stopped there. He couldn't go far because women had to be subordinated to their husband. And I said, is that what the reading said? And he said, yeah, Father, that's what the reading said. And what if you continue? Don't take only one sentence from the word of God and make it yourself. Try to understand the whole context. Because if you continue, the word of God will say, husband, love your wives. Maybe your wife is behaving in that way because you no longer love her. And he became silenced. He couldn't find other thing to say, because back home, we still have this kind of oppression. We still have this kind of violence toward women. We still have women who serve their husband while kneeling down. We still have women doing all the household chores alone while the husband are there as prince or kings. But this is not what St. Paul said. St. Paul told the couples to live as one flesh, to love one another, and to become subordinate. Unfortunately, in my mother tongue, there is no way to separate the subordination and love. Because if someone obeys you, immediately you love him in daily life. If someone loves you, immediately you obey him. And I don't know in English what I could say, but what we have to know is the choice that we had made, and we have to bear the consequence of the choices that we made in our lives, and we have to be for one another, not as having jealous for one another, but to complement and to remember the equality, gender equality, because we are all human and because we are all faithful. May the word of God help us today to transform our lives. May God himself, may the Eucharist that we receive help us to make better choices in our lives. Amen.